keep your name. A place that we both know. It lives in our hearts. We built it together. Fear is a manic hooper. Love is unchained. So we'll keep on separate and you keep your name. You keep your name. You keep your name. You keep your name.
Kept my name cause we were just different. Your heart is in the clothing line. My body said they only climb.
No logo, we share kisses and vision. But like kisses, shit that Gene Simmons said.
A band is a brand and it licks at our vision of dissonance.
You always hurry to grow. I think I'll always just feel kind of the same. What I want from art is truth. What you want is fame. Now we'll keep them separate and you keep your name. You keep your name.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Remix Tape. I'm Sarah Morris, and my fabulous co-host is actually missing today. So if you listen to the show for Lindsay Ceballos, then I guess I'm going to disappoint you early. But if you listen to the show for Rad Bad Mixes, we have an extra special guest co-host today, Ian Morse. Ian, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, Sarah.
Yes, it works.
I am a student at Lafayette College, I think. And I have an hour free on a Thursday during a pretty busy week. And I'm stopping by and I am contributing to the Cosmopolitan Casanova mixtape that we have prepared for
this week. Ooh, well, they don't know about the theme yet. So this show is all kinds of funky because we have a guest co-host, we have a special guest star who is not here yet and who will be coming later, who has made us a track of international love songs. So, but because he wasn't going to be able to come because he has class until 12:15, Ian made us a mini mix. So he is doubly a guest co-host and a guest star.
the mini mix is only two songs.
Yes, the mini mix is only two songs, and you just heard the first one. Ian, what was this first song?
The first one was called Keep Your Name by the Dirty Projectors. I think their album was released this year or last year. And the album is actually has nothing to do with the production of love, but more the destruction of love.
Whoa.
It's a breakup song, breakup album, and this is the introductory song on that album. It says basically that you gotta keep your name because, I don't know, this relationship may not work out, and something to that extent may, end the relationship.
Yikes. Why did you pick it?
But, yeah, so I think it's kind of strange that I am doing a love mixtape because I do not listen to songs for the lyrics, and thus I may like start to really like a song, but then only realize later that it has to do with love, or it has to do with the destruction of love, or whatever that is.
This sounds like it could be problematic in your personal life.
It has been, moderately problematic, or just kind of funny when I would like send a song to someone, because I just really like the musicality or something. There's like maybe good drums in it or a good beat. This one just has like a really interesting melody, and then I realized later that it has a really deep message, and the person I send it to, interprets it very differently than I do.
Ooh, wow. Well, I hope you're not sending these breakup songs to all of the ladies that you are involved with, or the one. It might be confusing. All right, so let's listen to your next one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so listeners, tune in. That you are listening to Remix Tape. This next song is The Fall by Rye. Is that how you say it? Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
6.3% 確保できるとした見通しが示され、
with madness, good and bad, don't be the one who got away, got away.
Where you go, go with your babe, go with your babe. And every night's been without your face has me shuddering. I color my words in a violet shade to hide the pain. And you go to look no longer, I be there for sure.
Luck of the draw, you, that's my lottery one. Touch, so where you go?
Welcome back to Remix Tape. Ian, do you want to tell us what we just listened to?
Yeah, so we introduced The Fall by Rye. That was the first song we just played. And then the second one that just ended is called What If I Go by Muramasa. They're two very different songs. And if we're keeping it a theme of love, they tell two.
Yes, we're doing love songs today on Remix Tape. All romantic. This is our first love theme episode, believe it or not.
And actually, the first two songs of this love theme episode were breakup songs, or songs about tension in relationships, at least. But What If I Go, this last one, was a bit more romantic and lovable.
So why did you switch? Why did you start us with breakup songs and then move us to something like optimistic, hopeful?
Because when I was thinking about songs with love, I didn't quite think about exactly like which direction the love was going, either, you know, centripetal or centrifugal. I think probably the difference between all these three songs, that they're like very different genres, that they're different types of love or whatever that is, actually kind of just basically just speaks to, I didn't really pay attention to the lyrics when I was listening to
it. Oh, no. Yeah. Ian, the whole idea of crafting a mixtape is that you give this illusion that you put a lot of effort and time into it.
Well, and so maybe, cool. I mean, maybe it could speak to the like, I don't know, some people just don't pay attention to that kind
of
stuff.
To the lyrics. Yeah. No, totally. A lot of people make the mixes based on musicality, and it is an interesting like organizing principle. Luckily, we have our expert here on love today, and he has just arrived. Everybody, this is our international sensation and our cosmopolitan Casanova, Abdul Manan. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Thank you, Sarah. I quite don't know if I deserve those generous titles.
A Casanova.
To be fair, Abdul did not refer to this mix as a cosmopolitan Casanova. He called this mix expressions of devotion.
to one's beloved.
To That's... one's beloved, but I tried to make it a little pithier.
Yeah, well, I don't know how to react to that that title, but anyways. So my name is Abdul Manan, and I am from Kashmir, which is between India and Pakistan. But I went to a number of boarding schools, so I've grown up in boarding schools, I would say, my adolescence and my teens.
Not all in the same country, though, right?
No. Yeah, I attended a couple of boarding schools in India, and then I came to the United States to attend an international boarding school. But before that, I was at a British school anyways.
In England?
No, not in England. No. It was a British missionary school run by, you know, British. Mm. In Kashmir. It was like a mini England within Kashmir. So quite proper and so forth.
So your education, like, or your developmental years in your life as you went through education were crossing borders. And
it was, yes.
Between a bunch of different schools.
Yeah, that's true. And a number of different communities. So I've always been in very diverse environments. Whether it was, you know, diverse at the subcontinent level, which was, you know, all parts of India and so forth, and mm-hmm. Kashmir and Pakistan, and then on a more global level, when I came to a boarding school here in America, it was an international boarding school, so with 400 people from 40 countries. So yeah, that's how I.
So does that mean you're? If you had a diversity in your educational life, did you also have a diversity in your music life?
I did, yes.
Ooh, thankfully. I thought he was going to ask diversity in your love life, but we can get there later.
We're building up to it.
Got it. Okay.
Well, yes, I did. So I must say that, and I think perhaps I know Sarah knows, and I think so do you. For the record.
This is
Ian and I, Ian and I live in the same suite, so
yeah.
We're not total strangers.
Friend of the show, past guest Will Gordon, shout out to you.
Yes, Will, yeah. I don't listen to English music, which is why today when the mixtape plays, there will be no English songs in there. I must say,
Abdul has a strict no English policy when it comes to music.
I do like either. Every night in my dreams.
Oh, well, he likes some Celine Dion. We can always add some Celine Dion to your mix.
That's true.
Yeah, why don't you set it up? We're going to listen to it a little bit, and then we'll come back and talk about your song. So this is your love theme mix.
Yes. So love theme makes it, I know in American parlance, it's a little cheesy. But to be more accurate, I would say, it is a. These are songs that I have put together in a thoughtful manner, in that they suggest a pattern and sort of a narrative, which is that they begin from North Africa, and they begin from Morocco, and they go into then move through the Fertile Crescent, which is like. You know, they move through Lebanon, and then they reach Iran, and then they go through Afghanistan, and finally they end in North India. So in this, you know, larger complex, I think how love moves, and how love, the idea of love moves through this space, which you know, some people have called the Islamic it or whatever, that it's civil, you know, it's culturally. There is this theme of these Islamic themes and so forth, and how they sort of, you'll see a number of common yet different themes throughout the mixtape.
Whoa! Well, if that wasn't an entree, I don't know what was. So let's go ahead and listen. Give it a shot.
Yeah. حب تسونامي ضرب لي قلبي والله تسونامي استر يا ربي حب تسونامي ضرب لي قلبي والله تسونامي استر يا ربي يهدي الهوى يا عاشق ايش كل جرال وبحالي ست ايام عيني سهراني ما عرفت انا مالي ويهلي الهوى يا عاشق ايش كل جرال وبحالي ست ايام عيني سهراني ما عرفت انا مالي
دمار دمار شامل دارت لي عيد نقاوم قلبتني
دمار شامل دارت لي عيد نقاوم قلبتني هجوم عاطف في خاطر ما عرفت ما خرجت لي هجوم عاطف في خاطر ما عرفت ما خرجت لي
قولي يا قلبي اللي صافي تاب وصام خلاته يفطر هي
ويا قاضي الغرام حرام اش غندير غير قولي يا قلبي اللي صافي تاب وصام خلاته يفطر هي
دمار دمار شامل دارت لي عيد نقاوم قلبتني
دمار شامل دارت لي عيد نقاوم قلبتني هجوم عاطف خاطر ما عرفت من خرجت لي هجوم عاطف خاطر ما عرفت من خرجت لي
حب تسونامي ضرب لي قلبي والله تسونامي استر يا ربي حب تسونامي ضرب لي قلبي والله تسونامي استر يا ربي
خطر خطر والله خطر جابت لي تمام هادي صعب صعب والله صعب تمشي وسط الناس عادي خطر خطر والله خطر جابت لي تمام هادي صعب صعب تمشي وسط الناس عادي
دمار 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 شامل دارت لي عيد نقاوم قلبتني
دمار شامل دارت لي عيد نقاوم قلبتني هجوم عاطف خاطر ما عرفت ما خرجت لي هجوم عاطف خاطر ما عرفت ما خرجت لي
موجود ما نرضى نتكلم الإشارة تعرف نبض الحرارة
نظرات الإشارة تعرف نبض الحرارة
أنت في الحب عبارة خلي لا كل حيارة أنت أنت عبارة خلي لا كل حيارة واللي خلاك ما يفهم إيش يوم تبين دم
واللي خلاك ما يفهم إيش يوم ويندم
أو ما تسمع اللي يخدعك أنت معلم أو ما تسمع اللي يخدعك أنت معلم وانت موجود ما نرضى نتكلم نسكت وانت موجود ما نرضى نتكلم
I want you to all say it with me معلم
طيارة لا طيارة شوي عليك
تستاهل طيارة لا طيارة شوي عليك
تطير انت في العالي ما نوصل لك يا غالي تطير انت في العالي ما نوصل لك يا غالي انت معلم لا لا تسمع اللي يخدعك انت معلم
hey! والله يا معلم
Welcome back to Remix Tape. So I'm Sarah Morse, and we are listening to Abdul Manan's Cosmopolitan Casanova mix. And apparently we have many listeners listening to us right now. So Abdul, would you like to give them a shout out?
Yep. By many, we mean two.
Which is many for Remix Tape. It's yes. probably two. Actually, well, if we usually have zero listeners, then you can't even... multiply that.
No.
One of them is a very good friend of mine. Increase. His name is Tomoki Sasaki. He's a very interesting man with a very interesting background.
Okay. Yeah. So, hello Tomoki.
Hello Tomoki.
And what's the other one?
And the other one is Jackie Cobb.
Mm. All right. So, shout out to Jackie. Keep listening. And you guys should follow us, all of our many followers that are listening to Abdul. You should follow us on Twitter at @re_mixtape.
Do that.
So when me and you and Tomoki and Jackie hang out in the suite, do you play this kind of music?
I do, yeah. Most of the times I do.
So it's all love actually, music?
No, not love music.
You only play love music only, all of the time.
But I like, from the Western traditions, I like French music very much. When we play pop songs, we play from French and Arabic. But if we're having, you know, wine and sort of a very relaxing weekend and we need to talk and so forth, then we play the other songs that are there, slightly slower beats and mellow voice.
I have a question for you. Sure. So something we talked about before is you have a fondness for poetry, and you love poetry, but you do not love English poetry. And you have told me before that you do not think that English is very conducive to poetry. So can you tell us kind of about certain languages that you feel are more romantic than others and why?
Sure.
Okay, or like, so why do you listen to French pop songs and not to English, love songs and Arabic or whatnot?
Yeah, I came across as a little too certain of what I said, but I should rephrase it. What I do mean, but when I say that I don't think or I don't feel at least that English is very poetic, that is to me, because I think it has to do with my relationship with the English language, mm-hmm. which has been mostly very professional and in business setting and so forth. So that is one reason why I feel that English to me is not very poetic. The other is, I think, simply the vocabulary. Also, at least the languages that from the background that I come, they are very expressive. They're very the vocabulary is very large. The poetic tradition is very is part of the daily conversation. So this is one thing that I think is very, very different in from where I come, and not just from where I come, also in the Persian speaking world or even in the Arab world, but more so in Iran, Central Asia, Afghanistan and Kashmir and parts of and India and Pakistan, which is the following, that that there, you, if you greet someone, you can greet them with poetry. It's very normal to do.
What kind of poetry?
You can make a often politicians use it to say make a point.
It's a part of the everyday discourse.
It's part of the everyday discourse, and it is a lived experience. It's not strictly an academic experience. There is, of course, there are critics and so forth, but you can meet someone who's never been to school, and which, like I have, met people of that sort who've never been to school, but who can recite to you entire corpuses of poets' work. So they are educated in a very different sense. And those who have been to South Asia or Iran and so forth, they would be able to understand this as to how this works. It's just, you are taught, you learn, you pick it up. Especially my background, my whole family is poetically very is very inclined poetically. So so I grew up, even before I could speak English or read the Quran, which is a very important thing that kids are taught, I could recite poetry in Urdu. So that was one of the the differences. And so my experience, I come back to it, that it's not as if objectively
English is unsuitable. Right.
But it's just that my experience has been such that I find these other languages a lot more.
Do you come across this like tension when, if there's somebody that you want to express romantic sentiments or love to, and they don't maybe understand Persian or understand the language, how do you communicate to them the poetry without, when you feel as if like the vehicle is insufficient? Maybe that's just true all the time. Maybe the vehicle is always insufficient for for what we want to express.
Exactly. But. Yeah. No. That's a good question. Well, at least the people that I have expressed, affection towards, they have.
You brought this on by making a love mix.
So I don't think we should call it a love mix. I think it's a mix where we learn about the expressions of.
Okay.
Of devotion.
All right.
One of which is music.
So through music and through poetry. So to answer your question, yes, it is difficult, certainly, especially in America. But I should also say that the people that I have, expressed my affection through whichever means, mostly have been international students. In fact, I feel a little embarrassed to say this, but I've not dated an American. I've been in this country 5 years, but I have not an American who doesn't speak another language, like who's monolingual. I've not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's perhaps my...
A mitigating factor. So you're not trying to express love to all of these Americans, so you don't have to worry about trying to communicate in their language.
Yes, that is true. But not to say that Americans are not poetic. That would be unfair, because I've met some very, very astute and philosophically well-grounded Americans who speak just English, but they are very receptive and good listeners and can very insightfully deduce the spirit of a poem.
Wow, Abdul. Well, I'm going to let you take a breather and stop answering questions about love for a while, and we'll go back to your mix. And I'm sorry for putting you on the hot seat, but you sound so beautiful, like you're answering these questions so well. So you're prepared, I feel like, if anybody was. All right, so the next up. Do you want to tell us what's coming next? It's Fairuz.
It's Fairuz. Yes. Okay. So anyone, if there's anyone an Arab listening or an Arabic speaking person, they would know Fairuz. Fairuz is of course she's a woman, and she's extremely famous throughout the Arab world and the Arab speaking world. The reason is that her songs are especially played in the morning. She has morning songs. So a lot of Lebanese people, for example, would have a memory of Fairuz at some point in their childhood, waking up to Fairuz songs. Her melody is very it slows your morning down in a way. Mm. It's like it's very gentle. There's very little cross music, so it's very good for a morning in the Middle East, I would say. And I was introduced to her by a friend, I think, from Egypt. I forget who told me about her. And ever since, I incredibly love her music. So.
All right, well, let's listen.
اسمك يا حبيبي عالحور العتيق تكتب اسمي يا حبيبي عرمل الطريق بكتب اسمك يا حبيبي عالحور العتيق تكتب اسمي يا حبيبي عرمل الطريق بكرة بتشتت الدنيا عالقصص المجرحة بيبقى اسمك يا حبيبي واسمي بينمحى بيبقى اسمك يا حبيبي واسمي بينمحى بحكي عنك يا حبيبي لأهالي الحي تحكي عني يا حبيبي لنبعة المي بحكي عنك يا حبيبي لأهالي الحي تحكي عني يا حبيبي لنبعة المي ولما بيدور السهر تحت نادي للمسا بيحكوا عنك يا حبيبي وأنا بنتسى بيحكوا عنك يا حبيبي وأنا بنتسى وهديتني وردي فرجيتها لصحابي خبيتها بكتابي زرعتها على مخدي هديتك مزهريه لكن تداريها ولا تعتني فيها تضاعت الهديه وهديتني وردي فرجيتها لصحابي خبيتها بكتابي زرعتها على مخدي هديتك مزهري لكن تداريها ولا تعتني فيها تضاعت الهدية وهديتني وردي فرجيتها لصحابي خبيتها بكتابي زرعتها على مخدي هديتك مزهري لكن تداريها ولا تعتني فيها تضاعت الهدية وبتقلي بتحبني ما بتعرف قديش ما زالك بتحبني ليش دخلك ليش بكتب اسمك يا حبيبي عالحور العتيق تكتب اسمي يا حبيبي ع رمل الطريق، بكتب اسمك يا حبيبي ع الحور العتيق، تكتب اسمي يا حبيبي ع رمل الطريق، وبكره بتشتت الدنيا ع القصص المجرحة، بيبقى اسمك يا حبيبي واسمي بيمحى، بيبقى اسمك يا حبيبي واسمي بيمحى، واسمي بيمحى، واسمي بيمحى.
دي بركة كعب وهتعملها قصاد الدنيا هتقولها، وخد بقى عهد تعدلها، سكت كتير خدت ايه مصر بسكوتك، ما تستخسرش فيها صوتك، بتكتب بكرة بشروطك دي بشرة خير، قوم نادي عصعيدي وابن اخوك البورسعيدي
گل در بر و می در کف و معشوق به کام است. گل در بر و می در کف و معشوق به کام است. سلطان جهانم به چنین روز غلام است. سلطان جهانم به چنین روز غلام است. مجلس ما ماه رخ دوست تمام است. در مجلس ما ماه رخ دوست تمام است. در مذهب ما باده حلال است ولیکن ولیکن. در مذهب ما باده حلال است ولیکن ولیکن. بوی تو ای سر و گل اندام حرام است. بی روی تو ای سر و گل اندام حرام است. از ننگ چه گویی که مرا نام ز ننگ و از نام چه پرسی که مرا ننگ ز نام است. گل در بر و می در کف و معشوق به کام است. سلطان جهانم به چنین روز غلام است. سلطان جهانم به چنین روز غلام است. سلطان جهانم به چنین روز غلام
است. Welcome back to Remix Tape. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And we are listening to Abdul Manan's Cosmopolitan Casanova Mix, which is totally mistitled because it's really about expressions of devotion to one's beloved with a geographical arc.
That was very, very accurately.
What did we just listen to, Abdul?
The first one that we listened to was a song from, well, one was Feruz, which we talked about. Then there was one about, it was expression of love towards one's community, or communities, I should say, because Egypt is quite diverse. And so it was Egyptian, an Egyptian song that talks about, the love and the friendly friction between various towns and districts and dialects in Egypt. And then finally, we listened to a Persian song, which is a rendition of a very, very famous poem by Hafez Shirazi, who was has attained a sage-like status, and he spent his life talking about God, women, wine and love.
Women,
all things worthy of devotion.
Yeah. And so the chorus was that now that I have attained your love, I am the king of the world. Something along those lines. Yeah.
So woman's love makes a man.
Well, that woman's love.
That woman's love.
Wow.
Where did you first hear these songs?
This one was while I was just studying Persian. I just came across.
When was that in your point? YouTube. What point in your life was that?
This was a year ago.
That's right. A year ago.
More than a year ago. I spent an entire year essentially just learning Persian, and everything else was at the was secondary.
Oh.
Yeah. Learning Persian in part for your digital humanities summer scholarship.
Whoa. Yes, that is true. That's what I was, it really helped me even that time, yeah.
I do feel like both of these students have forgotten to mention a really crucial part of their identities to me.
Yeah, we both, for the listeners out there, we, Abdul and I have both done a...
Transformative
digital humanities scholarship / fellowship / research project with the library at Lafayette College. And Sarah runs the DH digital humanities program.
She's an excellent mentor.
Oh, thank you, Abdul.
Yeah, there's a lot of history here with mentorship, with criticism.
And now we're going back to Abdul's life. I just wanted to like shout out the digital humanities summer scholars for the reason for which we are all here.
Indeed. Yeah, so now back to the... So speaking actually of digital humanities, so digital humanities' main question is whatever about like the mediums in which we learn of information and things like that. I'm curious, Abdul, with you, in traveling across so many different cultures, like what are the environments in which you experience music and how does that change? So like when you were young, where did music come about? Like, and what was its purpose, and then how's it changed?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So, for me, when I was growing up in Kashmir, music was again like an expression of poetry. That's what it was to me when I was growing up. From the very beginning, when my father, I come from a modest family in Kashmir. And so, you know, middle class and so forth. And so I remember we used to have a small car in which my father would, when I was very little, like, this is kindergarten. And I have a distinct memory of this because it happened so often, that we would go on a... Kashmir is very scenic. It's sort of the Switzerland of the subcontinent. So we used to go on these long and scenic drives. And he used to play... what was essentially poetry that is sung, not pop music. So I never heard pop music really when I was growing up. So that was my first, which I think is partly why my taste in music is a little more heavy towards the lyrics end, is that it matters to me. Unless it's a language I don't understand. So French, for example, I mean, I understand the bare parts of it, but I don't... I can't say I understand French at all.
but you just love that beat.
I love that beat. And also I was in Geneva, so I was surrounded by French-speaking people. So that was another... Right. I was introduced to French music rather intimately. And that's one thing. And another thing is then as you grow up, you know, get acquainted with pop music. There was a phase in my life where that happened. But pop music was never really the prime form of music for me. It was always music that is based on poetry.
Yeah.
And
so
that
based
on poetry from established poets that I knew. So that familiarity was always was there. Like I would know the poem and then I would share a song, so I would already know the lyrics, but it was just magical how the poem was sung by different singers. So that was my then when I came to the United States, that sort of became stronger, because you know, when you move from your community and the communities that you've been studying in or living, a sense of nostalgia sort of strengthens your connection with that literature. So I would say that happened,
and you got more into
it. So I never quite... for that reason, I never quite felt close to English music.
I wonder if you went back to another community that didn't speak English, if you would start to feel nostalgia for your time in college, and if that shape what kind of music you would remember listening
to. As much as it might seem that I abhor the English language, it's absolutely untrue. It's just that
you speak it so well. It sounds so beautiful.
No, it is the language I am most comfortable in. I can make... it's the only... not the only, but it is the language I that comes very naturally to me. It always has, and so it's very extremely close to my heart, because in some sense I think in English most of the times. But having said that, it's just that my experience with the English language has been very transactional.
Professional, yeah. Professional. Well, what do you think, just like as a flyby?
But what you asked, that'll be true, yes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. It's like, if you had to pick a song, is it Celine Dion? Is that the song that would...
I mean, that just goes on to show how basic my knowledge is of
think
of
that
the
we'll
English
like optim- that you'll be nostalgic. We'll think, ah, oh, Lafayette, whenever I hear this song.
Oh, Lafayette has a number of bilingual, trilingual people, and so.
So these songs will, these songs we're playing will still carry over as nostalgic.
They do, and I think once you are in a intimate gathering or an atmosphere, such as our suite. That is true. We have a number of. I don't know if you've
your
heard.
Your sweet suite.
Our sweet suite. We even have something what we call a sweet shot. Because all of us are about 21. So what we do
we
is
are 21.
Yeah. So what we do is
disclaimer.
Do you get sweet shot, like sweet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we always, whenever we have a gathering, we have a sweet, and we don't have parties. We have gatherings.
I see. Very,
very
sophisticated.
Exquisite, yes.
Exquisite. Formal attire, business attire is expected.
Yes.
Well, we're running to the end of our time, and so I want to make sure that we play these last couple songs that are on your mix. Are you going to have to leave? What time do you have to leave?
I think I'll have to... Yeah, I have a class at 1:15.
Okay, so you might... Okay, well, maybe we'll have time to say an official and formal goodbye, but just in case we can't, it's been so lovely having you on the show.
It's my pleasure.
For those of you that are listening and want to re-listen over and over again to Remix Tape and hear Abdul wax long about poetry, you can go to wjrh.org and listen to... /remix tape and listen to it again. And you can download it, and you can see all the tracks that we played in case you want to look them up and play them at your own gatherings, exquisite, sweet gatherings that you might have. Okay, so we'll listen to a couple more, and hopefully Abdul will be here when we get back, and if not, we bid him farewell.
I think I'll...
Bada hai dard ka rishta बड़ा है दर्द का रिश्ता दर्द का रिश्ता बड़ा है दर्द का रिश्ता बड़ा है दर्द का रिश्ता बड़ा है दर्द का रिश्ता ये दिल गरीब सही तुम्हारे नाम पे आएंगे गमगुसार चले कुछ तो कहो
बस उदास है यारो सबस कुछ तो कहो कहीं तो मेरे खुदा आज जिक्र यार चले चले भी आओ के गुलशन का कारोबार चले गुलों में रंग भरे बाद नौबहार चले जो हम पे गुजरी सो गुजरी मगर शबे हिजरां जो हम पे गुजरी सो गुजरी मगर शबे हिजरां हमारे अश्क तेरी आकबत सवार चले चले भी आओ के गुलशन का कारोबार चले गुलों में रंग भरे बाद नौबहार चले गुलों में रंग भरे
तेरे बिना क्या वजूद मेरा हम तेरे बिन अब रह नहीं सकते तेरे बिना क्या वजूद मेरा तुझसे जुदा अगर हो जाएंगे तो खुद से ही हो जाएंगे जुदा क्योंकि तुम ही हो अब तुम ही हो जिंदगी अब तुम ही हो चैन भी मेरा दर्द भी मेरी आशिकी अब तुम ही हो
Oh,
साथ मेरा है नसीब जुड़ा तुझे पाके अधूरा न रहा क्योंकि तुम ही हो अब तुम ही हो जिंदगी अब तुम ही हो चैन भी मेरा दर्द भी मेरी आशिकी अब तुम ही हो क्योंकि तुम ही हो अब तुम ही हो जिंदगी अब तुम ही हो चैन भी मेरा दर्द भी मेरी आशिकी अब तुम ही हो
Lucky us, Abdul's still here. Abdul, will you give a translation of that first song that we heard?
Yes, sure. The first song was by a very famous poet. In fact, my favorite, Fayez Ahmed Fayez. And it was, so the chorus was, come now to the meadow, for the meadow is incomplete without you.
Abdul was also singing it before.
Abdul was singing it and it was really lovely. I'll post the video on Twitter. It'll be fine for all of you that want to see.
Twitter at remixtape.
At re underscore mixtape. Abdul, would you like to donate? Wow, I can't even think of the word. What's the word?
Devote.
Devote. Would you like... It's not really even devote. No. Is that the
devote?
Root?
I think it's no. Devote. It's not devote. It's would you?
We're having like, trouble with English right now. Would you like to give these songs
to say that this song is di d and I d I n s?
It's to not to devote. Well, devote would be
well. Okay. Who would you like to give these songs to?
We've been talking about English this show. I guess we are
on point.
One word is escaping us.
I know. We were using it earlier.
Yeah.
It's because these are songs of devotion. Anyway, yeah. Would you like to give these songs up to somebody?
Yeah.
In say the way that the other people will know what we're meaning to say.
Right. I would like to. Yes. Actually, there is someone.
Offer these songs.
I certainly cannot divulge the name because I can't divulge the name, but what I can do is I often see her walking across the quad and
the meadow. I know she's not in the meadow though.
She does, yeah, and she has a certain gravity to herself, and she, although doesn't speak very much, but says a lot through her eyes. I think she has terrific and very revealing eyes and a very strong sense of presence, which I quite adore. Yeah.
So that is who you are dedicating this to.
Dedicating. Yes, that's the word.
Yes.
Wow. Well, to Abdul's mystery lady out there, these songs are dedicated to you. And to all of our listeners, all of these songs are really dedicated to you. So thank you so much, Abdul. Thank you, Ian Morse. Mm-hmm. And Ian, you can follow Ian on Twitter at Ian J. Morse. Mm-hmm.
I'll thank you for inviting me. It was such a brilliant hour that I spent here.
Quite lovely, memorable. Lovely time.
You had to miss lunch, though.
All right. That's okay. So, listeners, stay rad.
And bad. Or bad. Dang it.
And or bad. Your choice.
I feel you, that is distance and spaces between us. You have come to show you. Go on. Near, far, wherever.
Always go on.